USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
No, it's a fake story written by a magazine that was probably not going to be around much longer. But it was a totally fake story, and that was confirmed by many people who were actually there.
President Trump responding to a story that cites four anonymous sources in The Atlantic. The president continues.
It was a terrible thing that somebody could say the kind of things, and especially to me, because I've done more for the military than almost anybody else did.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden in Wilmington, Delaware, talking about the economy.
The August jobs report came out this morning. I'm grateful for everyone who found work again and found a glimmer of hope that brings them back from the edge. But there is real cause for concern as well.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have a very busy podiatric practice, and usually I would find at lunchtime I kind of got a slump in terms of energy. But since I've been taking the Balance of Nature, I don't get that slump anymore. I've got a lot of good energy throughout the whole day with the Balance of Nature. I don't get cold. I don't get sick. And most importantly, I tell my patients, what you need to do is get your immune system up. And by terms of taking your fruits and vegetables, eating correctly, that's the best way to get that immune system up. So all in all, you guys just keep doing what you're doing. It's a wonderful product, and I really feel that people would benefit from taking this product. Very happy with it.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Arizona Secretary of State Katie Hobbs says her state portal system is ready for ballots.
We have had vote by mail in Arizona for quite a while, and so the infrastructure's there. We're not concerned about large increases in vote by mail, because already that's how most of the voters in Arizona participate.
80% of Arizona voters do cast an early ballot, most of them by mail, which they've been able to do since 1991. Oregon Governor Kate Brown says the violence in her city has to stop. Acting DHS Secretary Chad Wolf says the feds are able to help if needed.
I think this points to a larger issue that we've seen in Portland for the last 3 months, and that is local and state officials not allowing law enforcement to do their job and really to bring this violent activity night after night after night to a close. And so what, as you see that continue to unfold over the course of 3 months, you're going to continue to see violent activity.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we head into this Labor Day weekend, Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's Good Morning America we need to mask up and stay vigilant regarding the coronavirus.
Well, I'm very concerned when you look at Memorial Day, July 4th. We hit a peak in this country on July 24th, which was about 2 to 3 weeks after the 4th of July. So we know that during these holidays, people come together for barbecues, for picnics. They travel. And that sets us up for spread of a highly contagious disease like COVID-19. What we know right now going into Labor Day weekend is that we've had a decrease of about 40% in cases since that July 24th peak. So we're moving in the right direction, but we can't afford to backslide. So we need everyone to follow my three W's. Wash your hands, watch your distance, meaning avoid crowded indoor spaces and stay 6 feet or more from people. And wear a mask when you're out in public. We know these things work. Look at Arizona, who was worst in the nation for a time, but is now one of the best in the nation. And so I want people to understand we have the tools to keep this virus under control. We just all need to come together and have the will to actually utilize these tools.
A group of restaurants in New York City has filed a class action lawsuit against Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, seeking $2 billion in damages resulting from the city's indoor dining ban. The owner is saying the New York City food and beverage industry is suffering irreparable harm from the indoor dining ban. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.